From 1995 to 2004, I was the pastor at the Newman Catholic Student Center at Northern Illinois University in DeKalb. Enjoyed those years working with the college students. It was also a parish community, but the main focus was the college students. And this time of year was typically pretty stressful. This past week, it would have been finals week. And at the Newman Center, we had a really nice social hall and a lot of rooms, and obviously the church. And we would always open up the whole facility for 24 hours a day, all of finals week, and students used to come and study and be able to stop in the church. The most popular mass for the college students was Sunday evening at 9 p.m. I rarely saw a college student at 8 a.m. on Sunday morning. They were very nocturnal beings. But but there was always a big crowd of students at the, especially coming into finals week, and the most crowded mass every semester was the Sunday going into finals week. And students, of course, more students were on campus, but I know there were some students there praying for miracles, and I'm sure they happen sometimes. I always told them that prayer does not, when it comes to procrastination, usually prayer is not very effective, you know, so it's, God wants us to work hard and use our gifts and prepare well, and then our prayer gives us strength. I remember one semester, it was during finals week, and we kept a couple lights on in the church again all through the night, and I came in from the parking lot into the chapel, and I could see there was a young man who was in the church, and just from his posture, I could just tell he was heavily burdened, just kind of slumped over, and his face was in his hands. So I went over to him and just tapped him on the shoulder, see how he was doing. And he was not doing real good. He was just overwhelmed. He was a freshman, his first time going through finals. And he was from out of state, so he's very lonely. And just felt overwhelmed. So we talked a while, and I just tried to encourage him. We said a prayer together, and I'm sure he did okay. But don't we all have those times like that where maybe that was our posture, just kind of slumped over from some burden, face in our hands. You know, for some people, it's around loss, maybe losing a loved one. And at this time of year, I know it can be very difficult for people, even when a loss has been quite a time back. And you just miss them. And especially around the holidays, you miss them even more. You know, for some, it's just feeling very overwhelmed by just life and all the demands of life. I know many parents and grandparents, they worry a lot about their kids and grandkids. It might be financial pressures, maybe something at work. Even for the young people here, there's stresses and strains in life. And sometimes we're kind of like that young man in the chapel, just weighed down by some struggle or some burden. Our faith is very important in all dimensions, but I think especially during those tough times. And this weekend we celebrate something called Gaudete Sunday. It's, as I mentioned at the beginning, it's a Latin word. It means rejoice. Coming out of the second reading from St. Paul, why can we rejoice in a fallen world where sometimes it can be pretty tough? Because we celebrate Christmas very shortly. We light this rose-colored candle. The birth of the Lord draws near. And we sing during the Advent season a song called Come, O Come, Emmanuel. Emmanuel means God is with us. And the Lord is ultimately the one who gives us that strength and that hope and that faith and that spirit of perseverance to continue the journey well, especially during those tough times. And we all have those seasons of life and those days. And he wants us to know that that he is there for us. In the first reading today from Isaiah, the prophet really presents what becomes Jesus' mission statement. And here's how the prophet names it. He says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has sent me to bring glad tidings to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to captives, and release to prisoners." You know, Jesus came among us in order to bring us freedom. And there's a lot of things that can shackle us in this life, our sins. And sometimes we go down a dead-end path. The Lord, he just needs a humble, contrite heart, and he can bring us freedom. Jesus came to bring healing. He came to bring forgiveness. The name Jesus means God saves. What does he save us from? All that death-dealing stuff that can really wreck lives and ruin relationships. And with Christmas, we celebrate it every year. Why do we celebrate Christmas every year? Because hopefully the Lord is being born more deeply into our lives. Because he's the one who is going to set us free. He is the one who is going to keep us on a healthy spiritual path. For each one of us here, the Lord can work through ordinary people like you and me. A lot of times that hope, that strength is going to come through our prayer, through the sacraments. We have 6 young people today who are going to be receiving their first Holy Communion, their first time. And how much closer to the Lord can we get than the Eucharist? And he will bless your lives. He blesses all of our lives through that Eucharistic presence and gives us that hope and that strength and that spirit of perseverance. But he can also work through each one of us to bring that to others. I'm amazed every year at with the Giving Tree, which we have out there. And I was talking with the person who oversees that, and she was mentioning that there were over 2,600 tags on those trees downtown here at Crane Road. And so prisoners bought over 2,600 gifts anonymously given to people they don't even know, people in need. And isn't that to bring Christ to another person? And haven't you had days where you're just down, but maybe through the action of another, through that encouraging word, you're lifted up? We can be that presence, Christ's presence in others. And I know through that that generosity that happens for many people. Yesterday morning, I celebrated Mass over at the boys' prison, right over on Route 64. I do that once a month. There's other priests involved and deacons. And I'll have to tell you, when I leave there, I'm always relieved. It's like it's a really a depressing place. I mean, these young boys in there, you know, they're there for pretty serious crimes, and it's a pretty depressing place. And the amazing thing is, there's a number of lay volunteers who come almost weekly, and whenever I celebrate Mass there, they're always assisting. And they don't have to be there. And one lady, she's been coming for over 20 years, you know, sharing her time and her faith to be with those boys, hopefully to be a presence that can help them to chart a better course in life. And I asked her, you know, what brought you here? Why do you do this? And part of it, she said, is giving back. She had a couple boys who had a pretty tough time in their younger years and are doing well now. But she says to bring some hope and encouragement to these boys. And hopefully through her witness of faith, her example, you know, maybe the Lord will work through that to help one of these younger boys just to get on the right path. And I think her example and each one of us here, we might feel very limited with what we can do for another person. But I think God can do amazing things through each one of us. Our personality, the talents he gives us, our faith, to really impact another. And I don't think there's a week that goes by when you don't walk before someone who's probably in that space that needs to be lifted up, be given hope, and to be given encouragement. So as we gather today on this Gaudete Sunday, we light this rose-colored candle symbolizing hope and the Lord's presence. We thank him for his presence in our lives. May he be born more deeply into each one of our hearts this Christmas, and may we be strengthened to share his light with others. God bless you.